It's time now for the Bean Report, brought to you by Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers. Joining us today is production specialist Cassandra Kochik.
So starting with soybeans, crops are mainly at the R1 or beginning bloom stage with anywhere from 4 to 8 trifoliate leaves. And the most advanced soybean crops are reaching the R2 or full bloom stage this week. As the listeners are fully aware, Manitoba has been facing some very hot and very dry conditions over the past several weeks. Soybeans do not love dry conditions, but at this point in the growing season, they remain resilient. We can tell that some soybean crops are stressed by the way they're flipping their leaves during the day, but I can say that most soybean crops across the province are looking good, especially those that are growing in soils with greater water-holding capacity. Regarding nutrient deficiency in soybeans, there has been the odd case of IDC flaring up over the past week, and that's iron deficiency chlorosis. But recovery from this has been great overall over the past couple of weeks. And we've also seen the odd case of potassium deficiency in field pockets where levels are low. In soybean crops throughout July, keep an eye on foliar disease development, continue to monitor grasshopper pressure, and be on the lookout for any potential arrival of soybean aphids and spider mites. And it's important to note that spider mites love dry conditions, and there's a greater likelihood of them moving in after an insecticide application due to the loss of natural enemies. Moving on to dry beans. The dry bean crop is currently anywhere from 3 to 8 trifoliate leaves, so V3 to V8, with more trifoliates coming in this hot weather. And at this time, we're seeing a lot of flower buds, and flowers are actually starting to open in the most advanced crops, which are the kidney and the cranberry beans. Right now, wide row dry beans are getting some inter-row cultivation for weed control. And we're also seeing some disease symptoms starting to show up, including bacterial blight following previous plant damage and heavy winds, and the odd symptom of root rot, but only at very low levels. The pea crop is mainly at the R3 or the flat pod stage across the province. This hot, dry weather has pea plants developing very quickly, and we've noticed that it's caused a reduction in plant height across the province. And in the most extreme cases, we're seeing the tops of plants starting to droop, which is not good, so we continue to hope for rain. On the plus side to the dry conditions is the low disease pressure. We've seen some Mycosporella freckling in the lower canopy and at field edges. But in cases like this with low to no disease pressure, there's little need for foliar fungicide. But we definitely recommend continuing to monitor for disease, follow our fungicide decision worksheet for Mycosporella, and consider your overall yield potential and payoff from fungicide before applying. We haven't found any pea aphids yet in Manitoba, but I recommend that you continue to scout for them until pods have filled. And my final comment on peas is that nodulation has been incredibly variable from field to field. We have seen some fields with lots of nodules and others that have few to none. Possible causes could be high nitrate levels in the soil, in the odd case, inoculant failure, or even root rot infection. So it's a good idea to do some investigation if your nodulation is poor in your pea fields. And finally, faba beans are sitting at the R3 or the full flower stage, with young pods beginning to emerge from the most mature flowering nodes. These water-loving plants are also in much need of moisture. And a quick note for faba beans and scouting, just to keep an eye out for Lagus bugs and blister beetles over the coming weeks.
Cassandra, talk to us here about soybean nodulation assessment.
So flowering is a great time to assess nodulation in soybeans. To do this, you'll need to dig up some random plants across the field, about 5 to 10 in 2 to 3 different areas. And to know that you have adequate nodulation, you'll want to see at least 10 root nodules per plant, regardless of their size. And our research has shown that that means you have a greater chance of achieving 90% of maximum yield potential. So there is a strong relationship there between nodule number and yield. But you're also going to want to cut a few nodules open around the field to make sure that they're pinkish to reddish in color, and that's to ensure they're actively fixing nitrogen.
Finally here, to wrap things up, talk about grasshoppers.
Yeah, so grasshoppers have been an issue in some areas of Manitoba. When you're dealing with grasshopper pressure, it's best to refer back to the visual guides on defoliation just to double-check your action thresholds. So with most soybean crops now flowering in Manitoba, the defoliation threshold has dropped from 30% to 15%. And the same goes for dried beans. Once they start to flower, action threshold comes down to 15% defoliation. Another way to assess them is if there are more than 8 to 12 grasshoppers per square meter in a general area, that is a good indicator that control might be necessary. And for more info on any of these topics I covered today, check out our Bean Report newsletter coming to your inbox on Wednesday and visit ManitobaPulse.ca to sign up.
Thanks, Cassandra. Cassandra Kotchuk is a production specialist with Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers. The Bean Report is brought to you by Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers. You can find out more at ManitobaPulse.ca.